Process capability analysis. Processes need to be both capable and acceptable, stable. When planning aspects of manufacturing, nothing is more important than ensuring that the processes will be able to maintain the engineering specifications or tolerances, upper and lower specification limits. Process capability analysis compares the variation in product characteristics to the allowable variation determined from engineering tolerances. It then determines whether the existing variance of the process will result in the process consistently producing parts within the design specification or tolerance. If a process is found to be incapable, then the study will be extended to find ways to improve the equipment, tooling, materials, procedures, and so forth until an acceptable level of defects is produced. It may be necessary to redesign the part, the process, or both to achieve this goal. When a process is studied, each possible source of variance should be analyzed to find ways to minimize the overall variance. Closely related to process capability is process acceptability. Process acceptability is the ability of the process to conform to the mean in its dispersion because the process itself is stable. Exhibit 9-68 shows how a process can be more or less capable and more or less acceptable. Exhibit 9-68. Capability versus acceptability in process capability analysis. If the process were to hit a bullseye target with arrows, a capable and acceptable process would have a tight grouping around the bullseye. For example, the target mean, as shown on the top right. Here, each ring is shown as being one standard deviation, SD, away from the mean at the center. If there was still a tight grouping, but the grouping was off to one side, this would be capable but not acceptable, bottom right. In an unacceptable process, results that are further from the bullseye, even in a tight grouping, will still be much more likely to be outside the specification limits or near to it. This could be due to a bow sight that has become miscalibrated, for example, making the process no longer stable. If a process is incapable but acceptable, top left, it will generally be centered around the mean, but be in a wide dispersion. A process could also be incapable and unacceptable, a wide grouping that is also not centered on the mean, in the bottom left. Note that the CP and CPK indices referenced in the graphic are discussed below. Uses for process capability and acceptability information. The information produced by a process capability analysis serves multiple purposes. It can be used for predicting the extent of variability that processes will exhibit, providing important information on realistic specification limits, choosing the most appropriate process for tolerances to be met, providing a quantified basis for establishing a schedule of periodic process control checks and readjustments such as machine recalibration, assigning machines to classes of work for which they are best suited, testing theories for causes of defects during quality improvement programs, serving as a basis for specifying the quality performance requirements for purchased machines, planning the interrelationship of sequential processes. For example, one process may distort the precision achieved by a predecessor process. Quantifying the respective process capabilities often points the way to a solution. Measuring process capability and acceptability. Capability indices calculate a single number that represents the capability or acceptability of a process. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines process capability index as the value of the tolerance specified for the characteristic divided by the process capability. There are several types of process capability indices, including the widely used CPK and CP. The CP and CPK calculations use the limits of the product or service specifications, the upper specification limit, USL, and the lower specification limit, LSL, along with the standard deviation of the process. CP is used to measure capability and is calculated as follows. CP assumes that the process is centered between the upper and lower specification limits. If the CP is greater than 1.00, the process is capable. In other words, it is capable of producing 99.7% of products within the tolerances. However, just because a process is capable, that does not necessarily mean that it is acceptable. An acceptable process is one that is reasonably centered between the upper and lower specifications limits. If the process is shifted from the mean too far to one side or the other, there will be a tendency for more failures in the direction of the shift away from center. Therefore, the CPK calculation is used to measure how centered the process is on the target. The CPK calculation is. CPK does not assume that process is centered between the upper and lower specification limits. It takes into account both variation and the location of the process center. If CPK is less than 1.00, the process is unacceptable. 1 to 1.33, the process is marginal, barely within specification. Greater than 1.33, the process is acceptable, well within specification. Since both of these metrics are based on specification limits, and since specification limits are based on customer requirements, a process will be deemed to be both capable and acceptable when it meets customer requirements. Note that for Six Sigma purposes, which calls for very high quality, the goal is a CP and a CPK both greater than 1.50.